President Secretary Rogers and Richardson and Winter, Secretary Rogers, she also said that it is under control, require a memorandum, and you can step in for just a moment.
I want him to step in. I don't want that. He understands. Yes, sir, have a memorandum. Trust is gonna be removed here. This president, we don't need a memorandum. Well, the point is that, god damn, I'm so shocked, you know, it's so embarrassing to bother, you know. Well, actually, I'm friendly, Garvin and I, who ordered, Garvin did. But he did, let me say this first, but I get that when he says that Bob and John knew that the attempt was, that they wanted something like this. Now, they didn't want the FBI to be left in the hallway, obviously.
Well, obviously, but you can't have FBI men. A whole staff came, and they said, who the hell are these men out here thinking?
That was an old boy, but I said, for the opposition, and let's say we knew about it, and said he put it out to the press. I said, for Christ's sake, Ron, I'm gonna sign a memorandum, like, nobody's gonna steal any files, Dean, Jess, but I can't have Bob and John embarrassed like that.
It looks like criminals, I do, but I think, they Dean, suppose he came and tried to get the file. So what they were trying to do is say, the way they did it, but, I think, what we've agreed to now is that the files be placed in another room, they'll get, if it's an FBI, they'll get the hell out of the way. The FBI won't have any access to this, for the moment, discuss the FBI out of the way, then we can talk to Bob and John, see how they want to handle it.
See,
and secondly, let me say, let me finish this, sir. Now, the papers are your papers, the presidential papers, and
these are papers, memorandum, they're written to them and to me, but the national security things are early, but I'm not gonna give you any.
But nobody wants this, Mr. President. What I'm saying is that your papers, nobody can have access to them. Nobody can subpoena them.
Then why do they want to mark Garvin?
Because they don't want Dean or somebody else to take them out. In other words, we don't want anybody, but this is not me, I didn't have to do with it. But their decision is they don't want anybody to monkey with those files. They want to be sure that nobody has access to them.
Okay.
Dean or anybody else.
Okay.
Including the FBI, they don't have any access. They were just trying to find, actually what Elliot, I think, wanted was to have them sealed for the moment and then decide if we need them for day-to-day operations, then we can decide how to deal with it.
Seal my files? Never.
Well, whatever. All they want to be sure is that Dean or somebody else doesn't come in. There's a whole lot of file cabinets. Dean can come in and type the same. He wants to look at those things because they're his papers. What we want to do is control
that bill. Every paper that is, I have on earth and at home is my paper. It's not theirs.
Exactly.
And that's the reason I just want to have an FBI guy outside of my office and my files. Like Rose, why not put somebody in front of her office?
But,
well,
the thing that worries me is the possibility that Dean or somebody else will get the files. How do you prevent anybody from going into those files? That's what we want.
I don't mind the FBI guys sitting in there watching.
Well, that's what I
think. Or the guards sitting in there watching.
That's
for government to prepare me a memorandum which he issues to the press. That's what they were trying to do.
Well, it's all fake data.
All
the government. No, they don't decide anything. They'll just have a guard.
They don't understand politics. It's the government thought that was a great cosmetic move. I understand. What the God Almighty approved. My God Almighty, what is that cosmetics? It proves it shows
just the aliens. Just the opposite. Just the opposite.
Look like they're thieves. Then maybe the prince hides some kind of something.
Things, but
I don't have your comments.
I think that's all
very good.
Good. It's good meeting. Okay, I'll see you tonight.
I had to take a little crack at Percy because he took on a late day. I don't
know. He took on the vice president of your guy. Did he get it?
No, I believe he had a Percy action.
Could not be at the end.
No, that was a Percy review. Anybody wants to stay with me again?
He's the vice president's been sort of notably silent, isn't he?
Well, that's just 12. That's solid.